a lot about the graying of America, but the rising number of aging immigrants in the U.S. is a huge demographic trend. Some elderly immigrants hit obstacles when it comes to finding and maintaining community. That's especially true of aging Koreans here. As part of our Global Nation coverage, Bruce Wallace reports from New York.
There's not much out of the ordinary at this McDonald's in a heavily immigrant part of Queens in New York City. Customers stream in, mostly Koreans and Latinos, getting coffee and breakfast. Soft rock plays in the background. But this particular McDonald's made headlines recently.
The sign on the door advises customers to keep visits to 20 minutes. But the franchisee in this densely Korean neighborhood says they ignore it and take up table space for hours while ordering little.
Police were called in to toss out a group of elderly Koreans. They were just hanging around too long. The sides finally reached an agreement about when and how long customers could linger. Pak Ilho was sipping coffee and reading a newspaper with his friends at the McDonald's recently. He said he didn't understand why the cops got involved and found the media coverage embarrassing for Koreans. Pak and his friends say this McDonald's is a great meeting spot. There are windows that look out on a bustling intersection and a Korean grocery and church nearby. A few tables away, Jung Hyun Suk, who's 77, had a lot to say about what happened here. But when I asked why she didn't hang out at a nearby Korean center, she called over to a woman sitting nearby, asking her where the senior center was. She'd never heard of it.
Most practitioners in the senior services world say that there are a lot of services available, but the problem is that immigrant seniors just aren't reaching out or aren't able to access them in one way or another.
Christian Gonzalez Rivera is at the Center for an Urban Future, a New York think tank. He's researched immigrant seniors in New York City and found that language barriers can make it hard for these seniors to access help that is available. It's especially true for Koreans. They're the least proficient in English of all New York's elderly immigrants. It's partly because many moved here later in life.
So a combination of having arrived here late and therefore not assimilating into American culture, not being able to speak the language, and being concentrated in their own enclave means that they've had very little contact with opportunity outside of their community.
At the Bronx Korean American Senior Center, about a 30-minute drive from the McDonald's in Queens, the weekly computer class is just getting started. Five Korean seniors hunt tentatively around the keys. Most of them live near the center, a small space tucked in the back of a plain brick building. But Andrew Suh comes here from New Jersey, an hour-and-a-half trek by bus and subway. He says the senior center near his home doesn't cater to Koreans. I asked him why he's working on his computer skills.
I like writing and email. And today, I want to open Facebook.
He likes emailing and now Facebook. They help him connect with people in Korea. This center opened 20 years ago and stays afloat with a small grant from the Korean American Community Foundation. It's a big help for the 30 or so people who drop by most weeks. Along with computer classes, there's also English and dance, and a Korean lunch. Abraham Lee, the center's director, would love to do more, but says money's hard to come by. Going for big grants or government help means lots of bureaucracy and English expertise. And bigger donors hesitate to fund small groups. The Korean Foundation just launched a fellowship that pairs young Koreans with groups like Lee's, hoping that together they can solve the funding puzzle. Like the people at McDonald's, computer student Andrew Suh was eager to talk, and he wanted to practice English. He says he's always checking English books out of the library.
A lot of American books. Yeah, I want to every books and one reading, but my English was no good. Yeah, my ability no good.
But he's committed.
And until my dying, English, you'll conquer.
He says before he dies, he's going to conquer English. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.